Let's start off in Psalms today. Psalms 127. This is 3 through 5. Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. I'm going to pray real quick. Father God, just ask that you are here with us today, that you'll speak where it needs to be spoken, and that the words that should not be just won't retain in our ears. We'll pray for the folks that are in the room and those that could not be with us this morning, for Blast, for Nursery today, and for the week that's ahead of us. And we pray for all these things in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. So I am going to release the Blast students, if you would like to go back. They're going to be talking about how God changes us this week. That is typically three-year-old through fifth grade, if you have interest in Blast. Nursery as well. There's a partaking in the back on the right. Everybody knows, I think, where the restrooms, where the donuts, and the one remaining bottle of water are. So if you're familiar with me, you're going to be participating today, so I'll just preemptively say that. That's not a shocker for anybody. We know that our children are to honor their mothers and their fathers, right? Of course. But what are the parents to make the children honor? That's what we're going to be talking about a little bit here today. And to honor, to respect, to confide in, to admire. Parenting. Parenting is hard. There's so many different ways to do it, and I don't really think that there's a lot of this is the right way and this is the wrong way. There's just different ways. So I'm going to ask for those that are able to stand up and participate in our game this morning. I'm going to have you be shifting left and right. If you want to, if you cannot stand up or don't want to, you can just point to the left or to the right. But if everybody will, that would like to, we're going to do a little this or that is what the game is called. So I'm going to have you stand on one side if you believe this, one side if you believe that, right? Okay, so it's not going to be I 100% believe this. Maybe some of the questions are this is what I did. Maybe you're on the fence. I don't really care. Just make your decision here. So breastfeed or formula? If you're formula, you can stay on the. You guys sat in the right spots today. Everybody likes. Okay, we believe in formula over here and breastfeeding over here, okay. Or prefer, I shouldn't say believe. PG-13 movies, you allow them to watch before they're 10 years old? With you, that's fine, or after they're 10 years old? Okay. A little bit of shifting there, okay. I might. What did I say? Before 10 years old, after 10 years old. No hard feelings here. Do you let your kid have complete freedom to choose their friends? Or not complete freedom to choose their friends? Yeah, this is a tougher one. You're going that way? Think about knowing who their parents really are. Maybe you're not crazy about that. Or knowing who the kid really is, the friend really is. Okay. All right. Stringent schedule. This is when nap time is. This is when homework time is. This is when bedtime is. Or we'll do what happens. Stringent schedule. I wish I was on that side of it today. That's pretty good. We're pretty split up church. Homework right after school, or as long as it gets done before tomorrow? All right. Screen time allowed at a restaurant? No screen time allowed at a restaurant. No cell phones, no iPads, you're paying attention. Or you're not paying attention, but you're not looking at your screen. Sometimes moments of desperation, I would be over there, but I'm going to start over here. All right, here's a little bit more controversial. Spank or no spank? Look at the church. Home school or public school? I mean, homeschool or public school? I mean, I prefer homeschool, but in public school, I don't know. We're about 50-50. Well, we're going to say, or the what?
Woke, whatever that is.
We're in the woke generation right now.
So
You're saying homeschool over here. There's pluses and minuses for sure. I got a few more. Cell phone before middle school or cell phone high school and above? You know what? Yeah, we'll say middle school and above over there. Middle school and below, I should say, over there. This is high school above. Okay, your kid walks in on you and your spouse. Do you tell them the truth, or do you say you were wrestling? You're a bunch of liars over here. Do we give our kid an allowance or no allowance? That's allowances over there. How about chores? Do you give your kids chores, a list of chores to do, or they can just hang out? We got everybody. All right, about four more here. Pay for their own. Why don't you pick? Phone, car, college. What do you want to say?
Pay for their own?
Yep.
Car.
Pay for your own car. The kid is paying for the car, or the parents are paying for the car? Who's buying the car for the kiddo? Yeah, I think Steve might have it right here. We might be splitting. Yeah. I'll get 50, you get 50. That's a good call. Yeah, teetering on that one. Do we ground our kids? Do you ground them, put them in the room? Does anybody do that anymore? Or no grounding? You're grounded? How about, oh, there's somebody in the back there. Do we continue to lead worship? Or if our baby is crying, do we go help the baby out? Well, that's a good mom. Everybody's moving on that one. All right, last one. For our children, do we hide them from the bad experiences, or do we expose them to the imperfect world we live in? That's a tough one, too. That might be case by case. All right. That's homeschool, public school conversation. Yes, sir, a little bit. All right, that's probably enough exercise. Appreciate you participating with me this morning. Were all those questions black and white? Of course not. Of course not. There's no right or wrong answer. It's okay to have different answers from one another, and it's also, I think, okay to have different answers for individual kids. You know, Micah might have something different versus Joel versus Ezra again. So, and then shoot, come teenage years, I haven't done that yet, but there might not be any answers whatsoever. So I've got no intent today preaching on how exactly we are to parent. I just don't know the answers. I will say, even when I was preparing this yesterday, we were driving back from Colfax, Illinois, up to see my sister, and I legitimately spent an hour and 15 minutes, my wife is nodding her head, fighting with Ezra in the car, and it was a scream fest, and I was threatening to throw his leap pad out the window legitimately, or pull over to spank, whatever the choice was, never did anything. I stuck to my guns. Was I right? I have no clue. Is it going to have any effect? I have no clue. I hope that it was better than the alternative of letting him get his way just by pouting and treating his toys and others with disrespect. Maybe that'll wear on him, but I really don't know if that'll ever add up. But I do know that we have the ultimate father figure, one who loves us, one who we are to be fearful of, one who protects us, one we are to communicate with, and to listen to his instructions. He doesn't give up on us. Should we not base our parenthood on him? Again, I'm not saying I know how to parent well, but I do think that God's word is pretty clear on some parenting techniques. So we're going to dive into this a little bit, and I hope I've got these in the right order. I'm going to start with Proverbs 22:6. Tried to mark a few of them. All right, Proverbs 22:6. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. I think that one's pretty straightforward. I don't know when the word old comes into play. I don't know if that means you should be training your children until they're 18, 13, whatever that might be. But it does say that, and it also doesn't say necessarily, even when they are old, they will not turn from it. I don't know that it necessarily says they will stick with it the entire time. It doesn't say that there might be troubles and that they'll come back to things either. I'm not positive, but I will say start your children off on the way that they should go. Proverbs 29:17 here. 29:17 says, discipline your son and he will give you peace. He will bring delight to your soul. I was disciplining Ezra yesterday. There was not a lot of peace. There was not a lot of delight. This must be a future thing here. Disciplining, though, what does discipline mean? Can anybody help me out with that word? Discipline.
It means that when someone does something bad or the child, there should be like an action or saying something.
Okay, yeah, I would agree with that. So, I've got a few of them here, but I'm talking about starting your children off in the wrong way, and then Proverbs 29:17, and I am in NIV, says discipline.
Correct.
I
would say it's a
form of correction. Correct. I agree with that. Say again.
Holding them accountable.
Holding accountable. Yep. And you mentioned the word through disobedience. At that point of disobedience, we are correcting, we're instructing, we're disciplining our children. Okay. Proverbs 13, I'm going to go backwards, sorry. I don't know if there's a real reason why I was doing that, but 13:24. I don't think I have this one marked. Proverbs 13:24, it says, he who spares the rod hates his son, and he who loves him is careful to discipline him. All right, help me out. What's that mean? Sir?
I think the rod means the authority.
I think so as well. So he who spares the authority. So we've got he who spares the rod hates his son. If you are not having that authority, you hate your son, your children. You're not doing them good. But he who loves him is careful to discipline them. Another word in there, careful to discipline. We'll hit that in a little bit. Ephesians 6:4. I'm actually just going to read this one because I've got them down word for word here. But you can check me on this. Ephesians 6:4. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. All right, so help me out. Fathers, do not exasperate. What does exasperate mean? Anybody know that word? Exasperate? Say again.
Confuse,
upset, irritate, frustrate. Yep, okay. So do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. So we have that job for us to do. Proverbs 13:1. Actually, I'm right in Proverbs. Okay, Proverbs 13:1. Says, a wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a mocker does not listen to rebuke. So this is from the children's perspective. A wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a mocker does not listen to rebuke. That one's a little bit tougher. Well, can you help me out? What does that mean? Anybody have that? It says, a wise son heeds his father, he pays attention to his father's instructions. So a wise child will do that, but a mocker does not listen to rebuke. So we need to be listening, yes, as children, yes.
Pay attention to or take notice of.
Perfect, perfect. So those are the instructions that I've just right off the top have found. Those are 1, 2, 3, 4. That's only 5 verses here real quick, and obviously we know that the instructions are throughout, but when you start a new school year, our kids have been starting their school years, we feel like they need to understand what the classroom potential is, what the teacher has planned for that classroom. When you pick up a new board game or a new card game, you've got to know the rules, right? You have to understand what you're getting into. If you make a new basketball team, your coach has a strategy, has a game plan in place. You can't just go in with your talent. You've got to know what the actual game plan is so that you can go along. If you break any of those rules of expectations, letting it slide without any consequences doesn't allow us to learn. As parents, we must discipline our children, teaching them that right from wrong. I'm going to go to Colossians 3:21 here. You can look this one up as well, but fathers, do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged. Do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged. Do not make them resentful of you. So discipline, yes, but I think that the word is saying that we've got a certain level that we can do it to. I've got three children and each one of them handles discipline completely different from one another. I've got a middle child that wears his heart on his shoulder all the time. And I can tell that there's frustration at a certain point when he starts to shut down. And at that point, I feel like he's beginning to resent me. And so I've got to back off, but at the same time, I've got to hold to my guns. So you are the parent. You are the parent that God entrusted for your children. Don't work your way out of a position of leadership. What that fine line is, I have no idea. But try to be on the lookout for that discouragement from your kids. I do, like I said, with Joel and the other ones as well. Don't allow it to get too far, that discipline that you have. Sometimes parents should hold strong. Yes?
I think that reflects back to the parent needs to explain why the discipline is being enacted.
I think that's a great point. Because as we're getting disciplined as well from our father, it's not just to say that you're in trouble. It's to say, here's why you're in trouble, and here's what I want you to do better. That's a great point. So in those moments, sometimes we know that we've got a God we're fearful of, one that has been harsh, but also we know that we've got a God that is loving and that has a soft spot for us, and I think that's what we can take away from our own parenting. Deuteronomy 6:1-9. I'm not going to read this all, but I am paraphrasing this one, so I'm going to read this one straight from the sheets. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me, this is Moses, to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live. Hear, Israel, and be careful to obey. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you to you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. And then Matthew 19:14. I'm not going to read the entire verse, just the beginning. 19:14 says, Jesus said, "Let the children come to me." That's an easy one. Of course, ultimately, we're supposed to raise our children towards God. Beware, though, beware that that is a lot easier sounding than it truly is. You can bring them to church weekly, but are they supposed to be sitting in the chairs? Is it okay if they're back there in blast? Can they be back there at the slides working? I don't know. Should they be praying? Should they be praying with you? When does that line stop off? When should they be praying by themselves? Do we just pray with them at night? Do we pray with them at dinner? Do we pray with them all the time? Do we stop when they're 8? Do we make them read the Bible? Do we read the Bible in front of them? Do we read the Bible with them, or do we read it ourselves as a visual that this is what you should be doing? I have no idea. I have no idea. Which instructions do we need to offer? When should I just lead by example and hope that they are watching? One thing I believe in my own parenting is that I am constantly to be active in my child's life. But does constantly being active mean always being active? Or is it sometimes being inactive is me being active? I don't even know what that means. I'm always thinking what's best for my kids, every single time. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to be in there micromanaging with them. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but sometimes they've got to learn on their own, and sometimes you've got to be able to step back and just watch what's happening. And if it goes too far, be ready to step in. But there is a point to where you have to actively watch life hit your child and see how they grow, in my opinion. So I've got a video that I'm going to hit here in a little bit, but when and how are we supposed to do these things? I really, really do not know. I just know that God does know. So I'm going to throw on a video here that's got no audio, so don't think that we're screwing up anywhere here. But 3 John 1:4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear my children are walking in the truth. Parents, love your children. Communicate with them. Maintain boundaries. Cherish the moments that are given, as they are only given once. Discipline them and bring them up in ways that are best for them, whether difficult in the moment or not. Realize that mistakes will be made. Don't give up, no matter how dire our relationships may seem. Again, I'm not here today to tell you how to do your job, but I am telling you that it is your job. Encourage them as they are children of God, God's children whom he entrusted you with being their earthly parent. As many of you know, more than the rest of us, I would say, things go by very quickly. That is not a video from yesterday. That is not a video from last week. That's a video from 8, 9 years ago. That's Micah growing up with some spots that we'll never get to see again. From that point until 10 years old, I don't know if I've done anything right, but I also don't know if I've done anything wrong. I just know that I tried. I'm going to pray real quick, and then we're going to do communion today. Father God, just pray for our ability to parent. What that means, we don't know, but we ask that you will impress that upon us. We know that these children were inherited from you, that they were given by you to us, and that is our job, our duty to bring them to you. So we just ask that you will give us the strength to try like heck, that we will be there every step along the way, trying to listen and obey what we need to do to bring your children to you, and that their children will have the same effect. Father, we just praise you and thank you for these things, for what it might be to be a parent, but also what it might mean to be a child. As we know, being a child doesn't necessarily be crying in a baby seat. It doesn't necessarily mean going to our first day of kindergarten, through middle school, high school. You're a child of God throughout your entire life. So we will just ask that you will be with us, particularly with this church, as we have so many new children coming up, that you will teach us to be good parents, and that will be impressed upon our heart, that we will strive to do something strong for you. And Father, we pray for those things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.